Today we're going to talk about what the Gross says about the concept of the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. This is a survey of the Shitas Agro throughout the Sforim, through Safra Ditznusa, Likud Safra Ditznusa in Sefer Yetzira, the Gross in Yohel Or, and the Gross in Adres Eliyahu, and also the Gross in Koheles. Know that when Yaakov Avinu meets Yosef, it says that Yosef cried on him, but Yaakov Avinu didn't cry. So Rashi calls it more because why Yaakov Avinu saying Shema? And he wasn't saying Shema. So the question that's the obvious question that everybody asks in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is, that's how we pass according to the Rosh, that we, during, in the middle of Shema, a person who goes ahead and is reading Shema, he could answer Bipnei Hayira, meaning somebody is afraid of somebody who's bigger, he could greet somebody, not only answer, but he could greet somebody Bipnei Hayira. Machloekes are showing him what means Bipnei Hayira. Rashi says, Bipnei Hayira, only if you're afraid that somebody will kill you, so you could greet a king. Toys, the Rosh, the Rishonim him ask, like, if somebody's going to kill you, you're allowed to do any Avera, not only greet somebody. So they answer, so the Rosh, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens, you could greet somebody in the middle of Shema Yisrael, in the middle of the Parsha, if it's somebody who is Mechuyev Bechvedo, if it's your father, or if it's your Rebbe, or if it's a Melech. So the question is that why didn't Yaakov Avinu interrupt for Yosef? Yosef had the Din Melech. Okay, that's the Kasha that is inherent in the Gro in Shulchan Aruch asks. So the Gro comes to answer, it says the following. This is the pshat in the next halacha. The next halacha calls Yerushalmi, that on the first pasuk, and Boshan, Boil, Machus, Reven, Boil, you're not allowed to interrupt for anybody else, you're not allowed to interrupt. Even for a father, for a king, except if you're afraid of being killed. Only Bipnei Sakon of the Fosh is allowed, and Yaakov Avinu was saying the first pasuk. And the big question is, why was Yaakov Avinu saying the first pasuk? Why didn't you wait? The question is, it's an obvious question also, why it wasn't Yosef saying Shema, it was only Yaakov in the saying Shema. So the simple answer is, and also why couldn't he wait? So the Gurari says, why did he say Shema? Because the idea is that you have to say Shema with all your concentration, with all your motivation, with all your drive, with all your emotions. Yaakov in until then, he didn't have his emotions right, because Yosef was missing, so he could never channel the emotions. The same way we know that Ruach HaKodesh, Ramban says, is not shoyer on somebody who is depressed. This is the first time that Yaakov Avinu wasn't depressed. So Yaakov Avinu had the full concentration, the full emotion. So he wanted to channel that, to take that opportunity to be mekabel ul malchus shamayim. That's why he said that pasuk, that's why he didn't interrupt. Because that was an opportunity to channel that emotion, that concentration to Yaakov Avinu, to Yosef. So that's why he didn't interrupt in the first pasuk. And the question is why? Why is it so important? So it comes out according to the Maral, and that's how the Gross says, I told you Shulchan Aruch also in the Siman of Philip Sikh and Samachvov, that Yaakov Avinu said the first pasuk of Shema when he met Yosef, and the reason is because he wanted to channel all his emotions. His emotions finally right. Why is it so important to be kabbal or malchus shamayim with such emotions that you have to redo Shema again? But not only that, this is called Ruach, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviyem. Why is it called Ruach? We know the Neshama has, at least how with the Neshama, just cognitive, the Medrash says, we have the Nefesh, Ruach, and the Neshama. Why dafka the Ruach came back? And the biggest question is, Chazal say the Ruach came back, the Rishonim already called it the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Ruach came back is Ruach HaKodesh. Why is it called Ruach HaKodesh? Why is Dafka Ruach? What does it have to do with Ruach? So the Ruach is what's necessary to say Shema. That's all the emotions. Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviyem, it's called Ruach HaKodesh. What's the idea of saying Ruach? That's question number one. Rabbi Yoshi Be'er asked the following question. They asked him, why do you say Shalom Aleichem three times? Never understood. Why do you say Shalom Aleichem three times? Our meaning in our house, we say Shalom Aleichem only one time. But people say three times. So they asked him. So there is a sefer that quotes his, there is very Gishmak a sefer about him. So they asked him. So he says, the Posh of Shat, you would say, because you know the Gemara says by Bikurim, the Mishnah, that when they went to cut the Bikurim, they always repeated three times, Magalze, 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 is this, they not for every step of the Bikurim, they mentioned three times, and Chazal said, the Gemara says, Ked lehoitzi miliban shel tzdukim, because the tzdukim did not believe that you do the ktsir at night, so on and so forth, therefore, to take it away from them, they did it three times, to stress. So something to do three times is something to stress. The question is, why are you stressing the Malachim? You're telling that you want the Malach to come so much, Shalom Aleichem three times? So he says, but let me give you a different reason. He says, the Gro says in the Deres Eliyahu, why do we say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh Hashem Tzvok is Melech Ol Aretz Kevoidoi? So says the Gro like this. They are kings. There is always, in this world, you could have King of Kings, which is the double king. We know the Shah of Persia, right? Which is the Sassanian kings were called Shah of Shah, they were called King of Kings. Melech Malchaya, right? He was called Melech Malchaya, the King of all Kings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only which is triple. Melech Malchaya Melochim is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you want to stress the uniqueness of Hashem, that he is a triple decker. He is a triple level king. That's what the Gro says. That's Melech. That's what you always call Melech, Melech, Malchi, Hamelochim. That's the three dargas. So Rabbi Yoshe Berman to say, since we say Shalom Melech, Melech, Malchi, Hamelochim, when you have a Malach, you have to say that he is coming as a Shliach, as a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Melech, Malchi, Hamelochim. So therefore we say three times, because what makes him unique is that he's coming from this triple decker. That's what he says. When we mention Melech, Malchi, Amalochim, we say three times to say that he is coming from this triple decker. And the question is why? You tell me like this, a real king, in other words, a superpower, there is a power. But then there is a superpower. Superpower is a double king. Triple king is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why triple king is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody else? So the two questions, what Ruach, what's important to the Ruach, and why you need a triple king? To answer all of this, we're going to explain what the Gro writes about Nefesh HaKadoshah, and this is such an important Gro. I told the Gro is in the end of Sefer Tzniusa in the Likutim, in Sefer Yetzirah, in the Yoyalor, which is the Pura Gro on the Zohar, and the Gro in Koheles. So the Gro says like this, we have three Neshamas. We have the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Now, which one is the driver? Which one each is Adam? When you talk about Adam, who is Adam? Adam is the Ruach. That's why the pasuk says, "Vayi Adam li ruach memalala." The nefesh, ruach memalala, right? Vayi pesh nushma. The Hebrew says nishmas chayim. The Targum says ruach memalala. Why? He says because like this, the nefesh is below the Adam. Nefesh is the physical. Nefesh is what animates the physical. Is the part of spirituality that animates the physical. But even animals have it, and that's below Adam. Ruach is the air, which means is the driver. I mentioned to you, the word nefesh means desire, imeshes nafshechem, but means to rest. It's a very feeble kind of a desire, that dies, which means this is a go installing. This is the physical. The drive of the person, the emotions, that is the ruach. That's why it's called ruach. That's why it's called ruach in Hebrew means direction and also means airy movement. That's what makes you move, that makes you go. The neshama, which is the seichel, neshama is the seichel, means the intellect, is above Adam. It floats on Adam. It's not in Adam himself. We only get drips of it. We can access. That's why if you want to access your neshama, you have to shut everything out. That's why the gross shita is that if you want to access your neshama, you have to meditate. You have to know how to shut everything else to access your neshama. That's why the person really needs to think. He needs to close his eyes and to shut everything else. I always say, if you're learning the daf quickly and you want to access your seichel and to go to work, because you need to shut yourself out to listen to your neshama. The neshama only, that's why there's a eureka moment. Those moments that the neshama actually connects to the guf, to the person. The nefesh and the ruach, says the Gro, that's connected. You know the Lashon HaKodesh, the way how we express words in Hebrew. There is the famous Tanta. Tanta is the four ways of to express the words. What are they? The otiot, the letters. The tagim, the crown of the oisius. The nekudas, the punctuation. And the teamim is the negin, is how we actually put words together, which is the intonation, right? Says the Gro, The Gross says that in various places, but he says this in Sefer Yetzira. The oisius, the letters, is the physical, is the goof of Adam. That's the oisius. Now, what animates the goof is what's the spiritual forces, the energy, is the tagim that takes the letters to above. That's the nefesh. The ruach of the person are the vowels, are the nekudas. Because you can't pronounce the words without the nekudas. The nekudas is what turns them into real, usable words. That's why that's keneged the ruach, that's the drive. The neshama is keneged the teamim. The teamim of the knowing how to put words together to construct sentences, that's the neshama. But the driver are the nekudas. The driver is that part of Adam. The Loshon HaGro, if you have to see the Loshon HaGro in Adel Eselio, the Gro in the Eselio in Parsha Struma, if you have the sources are available. And he says, Soy da Adam utzelem elokim, veikor ner. When we say ner Hashem nishmas Adam, what does ner Hashem mean? It's nefesh and the ruach. Because the neshama is above Adam. The neshama floats about you. She guides you. She makes sure that it doesn't, you don't fall, but it's not within you. The ones that drive is the ruach and the nefesh. That's called ner. And says the grove, vehen zocher v'nekeva. Remember we spoke about the males and females? Every human has a male and a female. The female is the nefesh, and the male is the ruach. The ruach, the driver, the koivish, is the ruach, is the male. In the female is the nefesh, the ones mekabel, the nefesh, which is basically connected to the physical. She develops the physical. That's the zocher v'nekeva. Vezeu betzalmoi, that's why Pasuk says, I see betzalmoi. Adam is Betzalmoi, is Tzelem Vov. Vov is Keneged the Ruach. The Ruach is the one that connects between the person, the physical, to the spiritual, the metaphysical, Betzalmoi. Betzelem Elohim, Osa Oisoi, is the Nefesh. That's Tzelem Elohim, but it's not called Adam, it's called Oisoi, it's not called Adam. And he says, Ve'al Ner, and on this Ner, there is Levushash, Dok, Levushim, Levusha dokik soy bevigdo above in nikra eloka, and then there is a above that some kind of a shining, some kind of a light, some kind of an aura, and that's in shoma, and that's called eloika. Besod eloika bekirbi, stating gro. You know that there is a shaila when the world was created. What Adam created in where in? Well, in Tishrei, which is Elo, or in Nisan. And Tosfos already says that that's both are true. Says the Gro, the Ruach of Adam was created, which is the metaphysical, the drive that was created by Adam, which is the Ner, the Nefesh, and the Ruach were created in Tishrei. However, and that's why the Bria Soilam is there, Bayom Haras Soilam. But we know that the first Moilad is called Moilad Baharad. Moilad Barad is a theoretical Moilad that happened before. In the Nisan before, there was the world in something called the Moilad Barad. That's the Neshama. The Neshama is that basically aura that surrounds us, that allows us to go forward. But that's why that's in Nisan. But what drives a person, when's the din of a person? Not on the Neshama. The Neshama Shemasata Bis Tehoirahi. You know what's important is the emotions, the drive. That is what you get judged for. I always say the Chazal always, what you judge is not by your Neshama, by what you learn. It's by your drive, what you mean, your motivation, what you make it happen. That's the concept of the Ruach. The Ruach is the one that's judged. That's why Dafke in Tishrei is Dina Shalom. I always say when you invest in a startup, ideas are a dime a dozen. There are many ideas. Ideas everybody has. You know what it makes a good company from a bad company? You always know. It's execution. How the guy has the drive to make it happen. Because the ruach is what drives. Not the neshama, and not the nefesh. Steht in Groan. I'm going to just tell you. We live in the world. Adam was created. There is a theater of operation. Today, we live in the world of Asiya. The world of Asiya, the world of doing. But you know who populates and who inhabits the world of Asiya? The world of Asiya, the one who habitates in the Ruach. That's why, what is the only thing that you cannot in this world of Asiya that you need to have all the time? If you don't have it for the shortest period of time you die, what is it? Oxygen, because it's the Ruach. The Nefesh is below. The Nefesh is like a plant. The plant, they drive from the earth. That's below Adam. The nefesh, that's why if a person only connects to the nefesh, a nefesh lotimala. If a person is only driven by his physical, a human cannot function. Because the human needs to have the ruach, need to have a drive, aspirations, dreams. That's Adam. The ruach is Adam. The neshama lives in a cognitive world above. That's why the neshama is in the world of Yetzirah. Shteit and grow. So today is like this. The ruach is in the world of Asiyah. The nefesh is below Asiyah. That's why the nefesh needs to die. That's why when a person dies, where does the nefesh go? Right? Where does the nefesh go in Chazal? What does Yerushalmi say? Where does the nefesh go? The nefesh stays in the matzeva. That's why the matzeva in Yerushalmi is called nefesh. Enoisim nefoshes latzadikim divrihem emem zechrim. You go to the matzeva, the nefesh is there. The ruach goes in the world, floats in the world. That's why when the Gemara in Brachas, you're going to see Dafayoimi, when they went to the cemetery, they saw what? They saw ruchos medavris. They see the ruach. Because the nefesh is always in the ground. The ruach stays floating in the world. That's why you listen to the ruach, not the neshama. The neshama is the only metzira. When Adam was created, milekatchila, before chetetz adas, Adam was supposed to be living in the world of yetzira. So all the story of the bria is the ruach was in yetzira, the nefesh was in asiya, and the neshama ustaches kisiyakovet, which is olam abria. Because we did the chet, the world came down. That's why all the bria, the story of the bria, up to Etz Adas is not the world of physical, it's the world of Yetzirah, because the Adam was living in a different dimension, a different conscious dimension. Rabbi said, that's why Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim, you know what it takes, Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim, is the Ruach, is the drive, is the Ruach. That's why Yaakov Avinu, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avinu, when the Ruach came back, because his emotions were, he was in touch with his emotions, because he saw his son, that is when Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim is. Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim is not when the nefesh is in sync, not when the neshom is in sync, is when the ruach is in sync. Yaakov Avinu v'techi ruach Yaakov Aviyem. That's why the difference between ruach HaKodesh and nevuah. Nevuah is the neshoma. That's why nevuah, the only way to have nevuah is when you basically shut yourself down. The Nevi'im, the Ram says, they went into almost like a state of coma. Because you have to shut yourself out for the nevuah to come. The nevuah is also from above. Ruach HaKodesh is inspiration. It's inspiration in this world. That's why it's called Ruach HaKodesh. Because Ruach affects the Ruach, Ruach HaKodesh, is the inspiration on a daily basis. That's why it's called Ruach HaKodesh. That is why a great king in the world, you know, it's king. King is nefesh. But you know what a great king? That's a second level that the Ruach controls the nefesh. Because that's the avoida. That's why the king of kings in this world is the second level, is the ruach controlling the nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the king of the king of kings, because he is the one who is the world above, which is the world of the neshama. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the triple king. He's in that dimension, which is the neshama, which is choyfev, which surrounds you from above, and he controls. That's the definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it says, Gro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the triple melech, keneged the neshama. A powerful person in this world, the most powerful, is the double decker, which is the one that controls the ruach, Hashem Sholat Bo HaRuach. And the nefesh is the one that's lowest. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us. We need to realize that in our world, says the Gro, what are we judged for? The nefesh is not Adam. You're judged, the ruach is the one that's judged. That's why that's Nivra in Tishrei, that's the one that's judged. What is important is the world of Asiyah. The world of Asiyah is the world of drive, the emotions. I always say, you know what it takes to succeed in this world? Passion. Because passion is the ruach. If you don't have passion, you never go anywhere. What motivates? Because that's the world of passion. And therefore, what has to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kabbalah is Malchus Shamayim. It's not the intellect. It's not the nefesh. It's the passion. It's the emotions. It's the drive. That's why Yaakov Avinu sees Yosef. He says, aha, this is the time to sing Krishna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us and allow us to get to there. Amen.